Oh, man, another unbelievable woman. This middle-aged woman, there's a tiny bit on the footpath you can walk on, yeah, that's not covered in snow, and it's covered in ice. And I was on the road walking in one of the tracks on the road, yeah? And then I noticed a car behind me, and I just moved sideways out of its way before it comes screaming past. Not screaming at high speed like 100 kilometers, but moving like 30 kilometers an hour. Way too fast, yeah? It actually ran over my boot. I just happened to be wearing steel cap boots. The woman just drove on, stopped 5 meters ahead where she lived to get and got out of the car, didn't even pay any notice whatsoever to me. And I went up to her and said something, and she just dismissed me. And then she goes, "What were you doing on the road?" And I said, "You know, look, come on, you've got to say something. You actually run over my foot, and if I wasn't wearing steel cap boots by accident, you could have really hurt me. And if I hadn't just literally just turned and stepped out of the way, she would have hit me full on at about at least 30 kilometers an hour." Yeah. What the fuck is it with middle-aged women? Yeah. Absolutely, totally unaccountable. They just, what the fuck is it with them? Yeah. I could have been so seriously injured. Yeah. For no reason at all, because this woman just didn't give a shit and just thought, "I'll just run people over. Why are they on the road?" It's obvious why they're on the road, but I don't care. I'll just run them over because they're on the road. Like, they shouldn't be on the road. I'll run them over. Yeah, I've had so many bad experiences with, like, hysterical postmenopausal middle-aged women. It's just fucking beggar's belief. You know, there's a real problem with that, yeah? And the one I'm dealing with, Cooley, is the same situation. So, you know, I just almost got run over by... I literally did get run over. She ran over my boot. Yeah, I just got run over, and I could have been really badly injured if just a few centimeters either way if I hadn't turned just in time, because she wasn't slowing down at all, and she sped up as soon as I moved. She didn't slow down, and then she sped up when I moved. So fucking hell, man. What a shitty world we live in, yeah? And I think the administrator just told the cleaner that, "Don't let Marcus take the garbage out anymore. He's not allowed to do any work. He's denied even the dignity of labor, yeah? It's some sort of dramaturgy. Why she gave me till January to leave anyway? And why she said 2 months and then said 2 months is the end of January, which it isn't, yeah? Clearly she... And what the guy said about 2 months, Oliver, and the administrator won't let me even knock on the door where Oliver is in the room. You know, so it's all fun and games here. And, yeah, I think I don't feel like going out again after literally getting run over by a middle-aged woman who really didn't give a shit. And she wasn't really that apologetic either. I just said, "Look, come on, you got to say something." You know, I said, and she goes, "Blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Okay, well, can you try to be safer in future?" Yeah, you know. But no, there's something shitfully wrong about people. And there's something, and the fact that Estonians, almost none of them cleared their footpaths, almost none of them put out any sort of stuff so you won't slip over, almost none of them, even in the really pricey Rotterdam quarter, where all the expensive shops and the expensive apartments are, just ice everywhere and snow everywhere, not a single path made, not a single sprinkling of, you know, grit for grip. Beggar's belief, this world is so fucked up. You know, a lot of things really need to change. And my last comment's going to be something I've been thinking about is, I've said this before, you know, and they talk about incitement to hatred and blah, blah, blah. But obviously there are things that you should hate. Yeah. It's natural to hate. Anyone saying you shouldn't hate them is fucking with you. You know, they're the ones actually doing you harm, and you should hate anyone that's out to harm you and your loved ones. And to say, telling people the truth, telling people the facts that there are people out to get them and their loved ones, and the fact that that makes them hate these people who are out to get them and have been murdering and harming their loved ones for centuries, that the fact that they make that a crime is like just beggar's belief too, doesn't it? Totally upside down world. But really, at the end of the day, they're already making COVID denial, what they're calling it, definition of a terrorist, and I want that from the very beginning, you know. So whether you like it or not, folks, if you are awake, you are going to be defined as a terrorist. Now, a terrorist is really somebody who uses terror to achieve their political ends or simply to get what they want by threatening people with acts of violence, pain and suffering, and physical damage and financial damage. There used to be terrorists, people who actually did carry out acts of terror which were intended to achieve political ends or to manipulate people, to persuade people to do certain things, like hijacking a plane to get them to release prisoners in another country, for example. But the simple fact is, according to the New World Order, the Cult of Judah, and the mainstream, lamestream, and the democratic system of every country, you, if you're watching this video and it resonates with you, if any of my videos resonate with you, if the truth and facts resonate with you, if scientific method and empirical science and medical and scientific evidence-based research resonates with you, they are going to call you a terrorist, no matter what you do. And at the end of the day, the weaker person, in any battle, the weaker party has to resort to the most ruthless means. And they can't have any thought at all. Either they step out of history like I have and not become part of society and leave society to itself. But if you've got loved ones to defend, you're in a different situation. And I'm just saying, you can't afford the luxury of what we have been brought up in the West, the Germanic tradition, the luxury of, you know, fair play, the luxury of not being deceptive, the luxury of, you know, giving people a chance and warning them, the luxury of only attacking particular targets. We don't have that luxury as the weaker party. And we're going to be called terrorists, and we're going to be locked up, and we're going to be put in prisons, and we're going to be shot as terrorists, no matter what we do. This is a clear fact. Nothing is clearer to me now, yeah? After almost getting run over, maybe that gave my head a bit of a jolt, yeah? But I was thinking about this before, but other things came in between, yeah? But yes, we have been already been defined as terrorists. If you're Christian, if you're white male, if your politics is not communist, if you seek the truth, and if you engage in Socratic dialogue with people and question authority, you already are defined as a terrorist, no matter what you do. And you are going to be, eventually you are going to be treated as a terrorist, no matter what you do. It's time for you to decide what to do. You don't have to do anything. You can just wait until you die and hope you get raptured and go to heaven when you're dead. You can try to escape society for a short period of time. You might manage that. But if you really are, if you ever do decide to fight back, yeah, you're going to have to use the dirtiest, low-handed, most despicable means available to you. Even Adolf Hitler said that what we have to do is necessary, and what we're going to do is, what did he say in Mein Kampf? I can't remember the exact word. I wish I could remember it. I think he said it was monstrous. But anyway, he knew in advance he's going to have to do some things which he doesn't want to do. And the difference between him, okay, it might sound convenient, but the difference between National Socialists doing something and the Commies doing something is that the National Socialists really was against the whole world, and they really didn't have any other choice. But more importantly, they really, really, really only behaved in these ways as a last resort. But being unwilling to submit, being unwilling to sacrifice everything, they did take many actions as a last resort. Like war. Yeah? War is the last resort. Violence is the last resort. But just remember that we are the weaker party. You're going to be tried and prosecuted and convicted as a terrorist no matter what you do. Yeah? And the question is, what can you live with? What are you willing to do to defend your family? Yeah, and your freedom. What are you willing to do? And you have to start thinking now, because if you hesitate at the time when the action usually comes forced upon you, Yeah, there's very few actions. Like Napoleon said that my battle plans barely last, never. Yeah, I think he said, Napoleon said, my battle plans of action never last the first engagement with the enemy. Yeah. And Marshall said, the plan is nothing. The planning is everything. You have to start planning now, and you have to ask yourself, what is it worth? What is your family, lives, and freedom worth? And are you willing to do anything, even despicable things, which you would only do as a last resort? Yeah. I'm going to get in shit for this video, but if you watch my other videos, you'll see I've said much more direct things than that. And let's face it, even my first philosophy book would have me labeled as a terrorist. Yeah. And it was the furthest thing from conspiracy theory. Yeah. So anything that any person who's a skeptic who questions authority and any supposedly established fact is a terrorist. Now, they will be defined as terrorists. You will be treated as a terrorist. Anyway, I've got 11 minutes. I'll try to upload it. Ciao.